Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of interesting information in this article when it comes to auto loans. And I think one of the big numbers that jumps out is just the overall debt load we have right now as Americans, Alex, when it comes to car loans.
That's right. It's about 10% of overall debt. So it's a $1.3 trillion. It's been going up, and it's been going up in interesting ways. So even among people over the age of 70, they're incurring more auto debt.
Is that a red flag for the economy? I know that number has gone up by another $50 billion. Is that a sign from a negative standpoint?
The overall debt level is not so much a sign to me. It's rather the composition of the debt. So more and more people are taking on much longer loans. So an 8-year loan is not unheard of now, and it's going, it's increasing in percentage terms. And that's quite startling. Also, the overall cost of a car has gone up. So now the average cost of a new car, the loan payment is $550 a month, which is quite a bit. So to turn that into a mortgage payment, you could finance an apartment of $115,000 on $550 a month. Also, used cars are approaching $400 a month, the average used car, which is quite alarming in that scenario. And if you look at the credit scores of the people that are borrowing, people with deep subprime credit are taking out massive loans. That's the part that is a bit troubling to me, not so much the overall debt level.
Are these lenders just not being as careful these days?
So they are. That's also interesting. But there's a lot of people with really poor credit that are buying expensive cars. And 1 in 14 cars on the road now is 30 days delinquent. So there is risk out there to lenders, but I think they're just trying to find buyers wherever they can. So, you know, they're allowing people with subprime credit to take on loans.
You mentioned that some people, and this is pretty shocking to me, some people now taking out 8-year auto loans, which I can't imagine. But to me, the standard was always, you know, the 5-year loan, the 60 payments. But now that window has been stretched, right?
Yeah, the window continues to stretch. Yeah, so a 96-month loan is not unheard of anymore. The average is now close to 6-year loan. You know, back, I remember people used to take out 3-year loans. I think that's kind of unheard of these days. Yeah, but it's kind of interesting. People with really good credit are buying less expensive cars. Maybe the smarter people among us with really good credit are see a problem on the horizon and are being extra careful.
And we all know how popular the SUVs are nowadays. But not only, Alex, we're buying more expensive SUVs, but we don't mind shelling out for the options that go in them.
I think it's a keeping up with your neighbor. Cars are generally less expensive, and people are just buying less cars and buying more trucks and more SUVs, and everybody wants all the fancy options that come with it. So that's driving up the cost. Also, used cars are increasing as a share of buying. So more and more people are buying used cars as well, but the new cars are so expensive that the used cars still hold some, quite a bit of value. So they're expensive as well, especially if you're buying an expensive SUV.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.